The seer got immediate silence by throwing a pawful of something into the flames, which caused them to send up a blue flame.
I saw the death of Sornirath in my omens when he left camp today. Some of you saw me cast the stones and bones.
The stout Roback spoke up.
I saw her. She clasped her head in her paws.
Grúvan sneaked up to his mother's side and whispered,
"What's happened? Did you see Sorny get killed?"
Antigra pinched his side between her claws sharply.
"Do as I say,"
she muttered.
"Stay out of this and keep your mouth shut until I tell you. Big things are at stake here tonight."
Other vermin were backing Roback up.
"Grisel looked as though the omens were bad."
"I saw her too. She looked like a creature who'd seen death."
The seer leapt up, her painted face taking on a blue tinge from the flames, and swirled the cloak back and forth dramatically.
"Let Antigra speak. Tell thy clan beasts what took place, Antigra."
All eyes turned on the stoat.
"I was up a tree after bird's eggs, and I heard noises. First came Felch, then Sorny following him. He shouted the fox's name. Felch turned, and Sorny slew him with a spear cast. I did not know that the traitor Tagarung was hiding nearby. He saw Sorny unarmed and threw the very blade that was once Sorny's. It did not fly true, but the stone at its handle top struck Sorny twixt the eyes and laid him out unconscious, I think. The Tagarung could not see me, so I started climbing down from the tree to defend our chieftain. But alas, before I reached the ground, the otter had pulled the spear from the body of Felch and murdered Sorny with it. He ran off north towards the mountains. I could do naught but hurry back here to bring you the bad tidings. It was a treacherous and horrible sight. I'll never forget it."
Antigra slumped on the ground, covering her eyes.
"Vengeance upon the traitorous Tagarung!"
she wailed.
"The spirit of Sornirath cries for vengeance from the gates of Dark Forest!"
Grisul's sudden scream rent the night. She began a shuffling dance, holding both paws forth. Vermin shrank from her touch. They feared what they could not understand. It was a night of omens. The seer's paws finally touched Grúvan's face. He looked to his mother, and she nodded at him to stay still. Grisul cast herself down in front of him, her voice rising to an eerie pitch.
"Is this the one to do thy will, O Sornirath?"
A great sigh escaped her, and she touched her head to Grúvan's foot paws.
"Grúvan Zan Juskazan, take our name, rule our clan. Heed the voice of the chieftain now dead. Bring back to this seer the traitor's head."
A roar of approval came from the tribe, caught up in the hypnotic ritual.